So this guy has pancreatitis leading to ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome. And the acute respiratory distress syndrome is evidenced by a PaO2 divided by FiO2 under 300. Okay, it's nothing to overanalyze. You should just be aware that if he's receiving oxygen, the FiO2, the fraction of inspired oxygen, is going to be high. And if his arterial oxygen is lower, then this combination, we'd have a lower number. Okay, so under 300, that's ARDS. And this guy has a calcium of 8. That's reflective of severe pancreatitis. Normal calcium is 8.4 to 10.2 milligrams per deciliter. So it's just one of the poor prognostic indicators of pancreatitis to have low calcium. So we look at the answer choices here. We're looking at pulmonary capillary wedge pressure, angiotensin 2. You need to know that pulmonary capillary wedge pressure equals left atrial pressure. And this will be elevated if we have any left heart pathology. It can be full-blown cardiomyopathy. It can be as simple as just an aortic stenosis. But if we have any left heart pathology, we will get an increased left atrial pressure. And in turn, that means our pulmonary capillary wedge pressure is increased. So in the setting of fluid in the lungs, as we have here with ARDS, but in the setting of any fluid in the lungs, we want to know, is it cardiogenic in origin? Is it due to the left heart? Or is it not due to the left heart? Now, if PCWP is increased, we say, okay, the fluid in the lungs is cardiogenic. That would be like what we have with heart failure, pulmonary edema. And in this case, ARDS, it's due to the pancreatitis, so it's not cardiogenic in origin. So we'd say, okay, our PCWP is not going to be elevated. PCWP is not going to be decreased. You would get that in the setting sometimes of hypovolemia. If you had hypovolemic shock, you could have a normal or decreased PCWP. Even in the setting of sepsis, you'll often just have a normal PCWP. Okay, that's what shows up in NBME questions. So the bottom line here is PCWP is no change. And because he has acute pancreatitis, he'd have increased sympathetic activation, more catecholamines floating around, more catecholamines floating around. And beta-1 agonism at the kidney is going to cause an increase in renin secretion, which is the start of our renin-angiotensin system, and in turn, more angiotensin 2 is going to be produced. Okay, so this guy's angiotensin 2 will be elevated, and his pulmonary capillary wedge pressure would be no change. That's it.